Yeah, you know what it is. Hot97.com and FlexWeTrust.com. This is 50.com, so you know who I'm getting ready to talk to. 50, what's up, my brother?
What's up, man? Everything is good, Flex. I'm out here, I'm working.
Listen, man. So, look, we just put a picture on the blog of you speaking at the UN.
Yeah.
Please tell me what that's about.
Oh, man, it's about my SK project. I created, like, an energy drink.
Yes.
SK Energy, and going into the actual category with, like, philanthropy built into it. So it's, like, one of one. For every bottle of it that's purchased, a child is being fed, not only in Africa, but through the World Food Program, which is one of the most respected organizations that you could be connected with. They do relief in Haiti when there's an earthquake, or in Japan if there's a tsunami. It's just what the government relies on to actually make sure that there's aid for different countries and different people in need.
Let me tell you something. It's an amazing thing you're doing, my brother. Amazing, man. It's an amazing thing.
I mean, it's been a hell of a journey for me. Like, I've been able to absorb a lot of new information.
I got you.
In a short period of time. And I have a lot of people that have experienced a lot more different areas. Like, I got a bunch of Harvard graduates around me in conversation, opposed to the guys that would just be from the neighborhood every day, Flex. You know, so you learn a lot just in basic conversation than you would, you know, if they're providing information consistently than talking to somebody who just, you know, just telling you a joke or telling you what happened in the hood today.
But, Fifth, I know you must, when you're at the UN, I mean, I'm sure you get a lot of music questions. I'm sure you do.
Oh, yeah. You know what it is? But before we start that, I just use that before we can get off out the gate. Like, I tell them with my experience, like, a lot of people know my story. So, like, I never met my father. My mom was killed at the age of 8. So a lot of the mistakes that I made in those early stages will come from lack of guidance in that early point. But I don't regret those things. This is my life. If I wouldn't be who I am right now if I hadn't experienced those things. And I said the same thing I'm saying to you in front of, you know, the majority of people from the United Nations right there. Everybody's sitting there. So, and they clapped. I thought I was actually done, because what it does is it creates a strong example of possibility to change for someone who's been brought up under those circumstances where they cannot no longer have limits.
You know what it is. Hot 97 Funk Flex, 50 Cent. Now, Fifth, I mean, yeah. I got so much to ask you about. First of all, you were at the Mayweather fight.
Right, right.
Fam, you was looking so crazy and so, I mean, in tune to the action in the ring, my brother.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, what's crazy, Flex, let me tell you something. Look, well, Floyd, before he actually going into the ring, well, I grab his head before I leave the ring, and I tell him, because, you know, a fighter got to have killer instincts. You can't get in there feeling nice today.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? And
yes.
If you don't go, and I put his head in the right space in conversation, just before I get out, the last thing I say to him, to get him focused, because, like, Ortiz is a good guy. Like, in person, you talk to him, you'll feel like he's trying to be, like, a nice guy to you. You see what I'm saying? Like, there's not
trying,
a problem.
Trying, but you just said trying.
Right, trying, because he's really trying to make sure that you can't feed your kids the way you're comfortable.
Okay.
If he land a hook on you, you know what I'm saying? Like, there you go. Wow, now you got whole new obstacles in front of you. So I'll tell him, kill him.
Now, Fifth, when you saw Ortiz headbutt Mayweather, what did you think of that?
He did it more than one time, man. He did it several times, man. Like, it just, one was visible because he damn near came off his feet trying to run into him. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
That the last one. And then it's like your apologies. Like, every time I go with Floyd, you know what's interesting? I've been in venues where that many people came out to see me perform music, right?
Uh-huh.
But those people generally are fans of 50, like 50 Cent.
Got you.
Now, when we go, every time we come out into the ring, they boo us. It's Mexico out there.
Uh-huh.
The last time me and the De La Hoya fight, it was Cinco de Mayo. It was nothing but Mexicans in it. when you know what I'm saying? What's interesting is Floyd is a part of pop culture. He is our Muhammad Ali. He's that guy that, you know, for right now, for this time period, that on the fighter end, it is completely in tune with everything that's going on in the culture. This is why when you look at 24/7, you'll see all kind of artists popping up just to say what's up.
Fifth, let me tell you something. I was not a full Mayweather fan, like fully, until this fight, because I feel like I understand him a little better. Like, and I'm gonna go out on a limb on the Pac-Man comment, but yo, he gets in there by the first, second, third round. He's taking a couple blows and a couple things, and people get confused. But he's really feeling out that fighter to see what he got.
It ain't gonna take. Look, he got 7 minutes, right? You got 7 minutes to do something.
And then
impressive.
And because then after that, he takes over the fight. But he doesn't do it the same way every fight. It's a different tactic he uses each fight.
Yeah, because Floyd don't need a particular game plan. It's instinct. You can't make another look. We can sit there and get a fighter in there and train him to throw the punches the right way from the beginning, and he's not instinctively going to do everything that Floyd does the same way. You know what I'm saying? Like, even his daddy, like, he had issues with his pops because his pops would like to live vicariously through him on some levels. He didn't achieve the same success.
Now, what did you think, Fifth? Were you in the area when Larry Merchant and Mayweather had that run?
Yeah, right there. I'm standing right there. And then, but he never gives him a fair shot on his performance. Whoever they beat, they say, oh, he was washed up when you beat him. And then Dingo sent the same person he just beat to Pacquiao.
Mm-hmm.
You realize everybody they say that Floyd needs to fight next is under his previous promoter.
Got you.
Like, now that he's not sharing the money, because he's taking 100% of the money. You see what I'm saying? Everybody that's around Floyd is an employee. They're employed to him, but the money, the check itself, is cut to Floyd.
And that's that. No middleman.
Oh, that's it. We go straight to the bank.
Now I heard you bet on the fight, and you made a hefty trip to the bank. I was just hearing it grapevine.
Yeah, well, you know, they go send that W9. You know, they send that W9, so I'm gonna chill with that.
So it's Hot 97, Funk Flex, Hot97.com, and FlexWeTrust.com. Now, Fifth, listen. I'm going to tell you what I heard about you. I heard you was instigating this situation between Fabulous and Ray J, okay?
Yeah, listen,
now,
listen.
Wait, Fifth, let me give you what it is right now.
I'm going to
tell you so you know what the playing field is you're dealing with. Ray J is out here saying he clocked Fab ridiculously in front of you, swung a haymaker, and left a mark on his face. Fab is saying there was nothing of the sort that happened. He was never touched. Only one of these stories can be true, Fifth.
Right. And
I want to know what happened. I want to know where you were.
You know what happened? So look, we came back. Like, we came there. Me and Floyd, we drove through there. And we had a bunch of people with us because we just came. Like, everybody stayed at the house tonight after the fight. So we came down to the Palms. Brady was already staying at the Palm. So Fab and we sat on the side of the stage and we watched Jada and Styles do their joint. And because like, people were just really coming in the actual show, I told his production people came to turn the lights off in the house.
Who's this? Who's production people?
Jada and Styles crew. I told them to turn the lights off in the house so they perform to their regular standards. Because when you look at the crowd and ain't nobody moving, you don't move.
Got you.
And, you know, and I was just like, it's just stuff that I learned, you know, while I'm out on tour and on the road. Because I had artists and acts that I got to watch to make sure they're doing the best performance all the time. So I just told him that, and then he fixed it. We sat there, watched their whole show, and then we left because we knew they had to come off the stage, and that's where we was at.
Got
so we went to the actual hallway, and then Styles and Jada came off. We got a chance to kick it for a few minutes. They went in the dressing room.
Uh-huh.
They soaking wet from the show. Then Fab crew starts to come through. Now, me and Fabulous, we just came off an Australia run. I took them. It was me, Fab, and Lil' Kim on an Australia run. So I would see them while we was traveling.
So Fab just comes in the club now.
Yeah, he just comes into to the back of the actual the dressing room.
All right, now where's Ray J right at that moment? Where is he?
He like standing right in front of me and Floyd.
Oh, is this when he had on the red sweat hoodie?
And he had flip flops on. Like he had no
Wait
socks
a minute,
on.
Time out. So he had on the red sweat hoodie.
Red shorts.
Red
and
shorts.
Red and white flip flops.
Flip flops.
With no socks on.
With no socks on. And Fab comes in. Now how do they intertwine? What happens? What do you see?
See, look, Fab is looking at him like, because as soon as he comes, like Ray was like, he popped off like, more like, yo, I told you, my people wasn't gonna be happy with all that.
Now that's Ray J saying that to Fab.
Right, right.
Hold up, Fifth. How close is he to Fab when he's saying this? Is he 2 inches from his face or 10 inches?
About five inches.
He's like 5 inches from his face?
Yeah, like he got pretty close to him. Wait, he's saying that.
So, Fifth. Is there any finger pointing or body touching?
That's the what happened was he like nudged, like he like pushed him.
Wait, whoa. Who pushed you? Are you saying that Ray J pushed Fab?
Listen. Ray J was like, before, as the conversation was starting, like, he tapped him. He was like, yo, I told you my people weren't going to be happy with
Wait a minute. When you say tapped, on the shoulder?
Yeah, like both shoulders at the same time.
He tapped both shoulders at the same time. Yo, I told you my peeps wasn't going to be happy with that. What did Fab say after that?
And Fab is looking at him like he's crazy. Because he's looking at him, he looked at me, and he was like, yo. And I'm like, because Fab was coming the same way. Like, he said what's up to me. Like, he was giving me a pound. And then
Fifth,
after that.
Were you laughing at any point?
No, I didn't get funny because, look, one of Fab's people, look.
You instigating it.
Because, look. I'm gonna tell you what happened. When that happened.
I thought you were telling me what happened. Now you tell me.
Look, Marcus, like one of the Fab men, Marcus, right? Like he was like my role manager in the beginning.
Gotcha.
So Marcus is like he like probably about 230 right now.
Gotcha.
About 5 foot eight. No, 5 foot. Yeah, about 5 foot eight.
Fifth.
No, so I seeing him rocking back and forth. Like he's getting ready to. You know what I'm saying?
Do something.
Yeah, so I put my finger up, and like my index finger, and I said, "No, don't do that." And he looked, and then the big security dude that Fab had with him was like, "I know him. Like he was one of my first security people. So it's a big dream." So I'm looking at him, and I'm like, "I wouldn't let them have no fight with, like, period." Like, cause
When Ray J touched Fab, what did Fab say? What happened after that now?
He said, whoa.
Gotcha.
Yo, you lost your mind right there. You said you went off with the... He said, yo, you lost your mind?
So are you saying that Ray J never swung? He never swung. There was no punch thrown.
Nah, listen, what happened is following that, it was like one of them big, like... I think he had a little bit of juice in him. You know what I'm saying?
Who had the juice in him?
I think Ray had a little something.
He had a little juice in it. You saw it. Alcohol.
I'm like, because it was awesome help somehow to get them. Like, because I didn't know that they had already saw each other.
Okay, so is this an example of they saw each other earlier, it was all good, but then when it got around a lot.
People say, look, I can't help it. If I don't pump you up on purpose, it's not my fault.
Got you.
If I pump you up without saying anything, because I'm there, can you blame me? Like, if a person starts to be like, yeah, now my people's is here. What's up?
50, are you saying Ray J's lying?
I'm not saying Ray J's lying.
He said he swung on Fab.
No. And listen, we did. He did start the moving in the actual hallway, and I got in between both of them.
Now, okay. Yo, I'm going to ask you a question. Did you see fear in anybody's eyes?
I ain't seen no fear. Well, Fab had on them dark glasses. He had them black glasses. But if he got punched in the face, Flex, Fab wouldn't have went on stage with no glasses on the actual. That would tell you how bad he was
so
hit.
You
he
say,
on stage.
Fifth, I'm going to ask you again. Fifth, are you saying Fab did not get punched in the face?
No, he didn't. Because we had three balconies. If he got touched in his face, if he felt like he got punched in his face, it ain't enough for you to call a punch.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you another question. So nobody got punked?
No, it ain't no. You know what it is, Fab? Like, I don't know. Fab, listen. Bob, with Fab got to feel like if somebody's pride is hurt.
All right, now. Oh, so you feel. Wait a minute, Fifth. That you're using keywords. Do you feel like you? So you feel that, was there any punking going on at this situation?
Well, listen, this is what I'm saying. The way the situation went down. Of course, you can interpret some of it like it's punking going on, or because you're looking at a guy who's like people like Tyrese is the Coca-Cola kid.
Got you.
But try talk to Tyrese like that. He don't know he's the Coca-Cola kid. As far as he's concerned, he's from Watts. He might swing on you.
Got you.
You see what I'm saying? So. Like, you can interpret him like the first impression you got from him. But, you know, people, they become different over time. Like, Flex, so when Ray J's sitting there and he like they look at Ray J like, you're an R&B singer. You ain't even supposed to be. And he don't put like this. That night, he felt like he was no R&B singer.
Got you. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So you felt.
But Fab, like, as far as somebody getting punched, because, look, if I punch somebody in the face, they can't. They got to wear glasses.
Got you. So there was no punch thrown. So no one got punked. It was a couple of words, and then you came between them.
It was like a scuffle. Like he pushed me.
Did you feel anyone wanted to go outside?
No, that was. It felt like that right there where we was at. Like that they was going to get into it like that. But I had kind of gotten between the two of them, and then it was like Fab was like, y'all will get this boy. You know, y'all get this boy killed.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
He was saying, because he was like, man, y'all gonna get this nigga killed.
Okay, so.
Because the way he, like, backed off, because he pushed at him. Like, as soon as he came, he tapped him on both shoulders. He said, I told you my people wasn't gonna like that. But they had already talked about it. So Fab was trying to say, what are you talking about? Like, I just told you. And then it was just that swing that Ray J is talking about.
What swing? There was no swing, though, Fifth.
No, there was a swing, but it didn't land on nothing, so you can't call it a punch.
Oh, wait a minute. Time out. Who swung on who?
No, Ray J did swing at him.
He swung, and oh, you say he swung but did not connect.
No, if it connected, then he'd had a mark on him.
Okay, wait a minute. So, all right, now you're saying Ray J swung, did not hit Fab. What did Fab do after there was a swing?
I pushed Fab and them to the side, him and Paul, him and his brother. I pulled them to the side like, yo, chill, because it wasn't really for, look, that, you're always under the eye in the sky in Vegas.
Okay, so Fab,
look.
Ain't
no place you at that you won't be on tape.
So listen, I got a couple other things to ask you. Okay, it's Hot 97 Funk Flex. Now listen, 50 Cent has cleared up what happened. We have a full understanding of what happened.
Yeah, now, ain't nobody, like, for Fab, there's nothing to be, like, because he didn't touch him. He probably is more looking at it like, the fact that it's being said,
gotcha,
is a disrespect, and that's what I'm talking about as far as the person's pride.
Got you.
Because of what was being said, because he wasn't hurt at all. We sat there. We bought three balconies at the actual show, and then invited everybody to come hang out with us because we wanted to see their show.
Got you.
And we came check Fab and Locks out. They bought the boy. I ran into the kid Meek too. Meek Mills was there. So what's up to him? Anything?
Okay. It's Hot 97, Funk Flex, 50. Now, Fifth, I got one more thing to ask you.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we for some reason, when me and you get together, there always seems to be something that Game said, and I just want to know if you're aware of it. Now, you know what Game's been on Twitter talking kind of reckless. I don't know if you're aware of it, but he's... yeah.
I got a word. I can't with a word for everything that you see from that guy. Like, it's desperation, Flex.
Okay. So, you know, like, you know, remember, he said something. He said that you were in the closet. That's what he was referring to. Now,
if that's a valid question, they really need to just ask the young lady. Because I really don't do... like, too much talking, even about who I'm hanging out with. I don't like to talk about it.
So when you say desperation, what do you say it's desperation for?
It's when you're hurting. You got to try to make some type of conversation. What song is playing right now, Flex, from his new LP? Okay, let's move on.
No, wait, come on, Fifth, man.
Let's move on. There's nothing playing.
I know what Fifth, I know what you just did to me, man. I know what you did. Let's clear that up. He does have an album out presently. There's not a record that he has right now on Hot 97's rotation, but I do know he has something played across the country. I want to be fair, Fifth. I gotta be fair.
Okay, there is no song playing across the country. Because if you check, we can check it. We can check the BDS, man. It's nothing there.
Okay.
That's desperation, B.
Okay. All right, Fifth. I want to tell you something, man. Congratulations on the SK thing, the energy drink, man. Speaking at the UN, my brother, you are getting to be one of those brothers who are living your dream and doing everything in life that people think about, man. And just congratulations to you, you know?
Thanks, man. It's exciting to be able to explore all these different things and just learn new stuff, you know? Like, and for me, like, musically, they're gonna hear my new efforts now. And I'm ready for November. I'm going to be coming out, so I'll be back on the street and do some different stuff, too. You know, like, for me, I don't think that there's, you know why I've been having extreme interest in other areas? It's because I'm not sure you can match the success that I've had to this point. Mm-hmm. See, I don't know what I would have to do to have, there's no second chance at a first impression.
Correct.
And when your first impression is the largest debut in hip-hop out, you move 12 million records. And then, and then follow up with 10 million records on the Masca. Then you go, okay, I want to continue to make music, but I'm not sure that it'll impact as hard, regardlessly. You know, regardless of how good it is, the timing is you can't be new again, unless you go away. Because this is why I've taken so long to launch this actual album, because I need in the field, listen to everything else that's there, get used to that, and then be ready to hear what I got to say to you. You know, like, I've seen it always cycles. Just right now, the music is in such a, we in the 70s. You know, what's a hipster? Ain't that a cool way to say hippie? You know what I'm saying? And when you got hits like Novocaine and you got new artists that come out like Wiz Khalifa, where the theme is getting hot, it speaks to that period of time where it was just, let's just get high and have fun. You know, and even I'm on one. Ain't that what that record is about? Like, got a lot of hit records about getting high and having fun. So, I mean, I just think it's just cycled all the way back to that. And then they'll be ready for what my presentation and what I put together creatively.
Let me tell you something, man. My brother, you always make good albums, man. Always.
Yeah.
And club bangers. And that's what keeps you in the game.
Yeah, I'll come right back. And I like when they start to think that it's not going to happen.
Nobody thinks that, Fifth. Nobody thinks that, my brother. Nah. It's Hot 97, Funk Flex 50 Cent. I appreciate it, my brother.